This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Community Foundation of Chippewa County has received grant funding to help support Chippewa Valley Technical College. According to a press release, the funding comes from Rural Collaboration Project grants from Compeer Financial as part of the cooperative's commitment to rural vitality. Around $37,000 in grant funding will be used to deliver instruction through the Welding Academy at Processed Metal Innovators in Bloomer. The Welding Academy will run from August through December and serve students in the Bloomer School District and neighboring rural school districts. The grant funding will go towards equipment and supplies for hands-on learning opportunities for students, teaching them basic welding skills as well as proper safety precautions. Another $9,000 will be used to help volunteers working with the Spirit of St. Joseph's Community Garden Organization maintain the community garden at Chippewa Valley Technical College's Chippewa Falls campus. That funding will go towards purchasing tools and equipment, constructing a greenhouse, and improving crop resiliency. Former Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge became the first congressional candidate in Wisconsin to submit the required signatures for ballot access this week. According to a press release, Berge turned in around 1,300 signatures on Monday, just 5 days after the signature collection period began. Those signatures included residents from all 19 counties in the 3rd Congressional District. Berge will face off with Rebecca Cook in the Democratic primary this August, with the winner facing incumbent Republican Derek Van Orden in the November midterm election. The Bridge to Hope is inviting Menominee area residents to a bingo event to support their services. According to a press release, the Designer Purse Bingo Fundraiser will take place on May 9th at the Tanglewood Greens Event Center in Menominee. The event will feature 10 rounds of bingo, giving residents a chance to win designer purses and raffles. Tickets are available for $50 online, and all of the proceeds raised will support the programs the Bridge to Hope offers, including their emergency shelter and their 24/7 crisis response hotline. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin's Attorney General is taking aim at several major online platforms, accusing them of running illegal sports betting in the state. Josh Call announced a lawsuit against companies including Robinhood, Coinbase, Kalshi, and Crypto.com, saying they allow bets outside Wisconsin's legal system. The companies have not fully responded. Wisconsin recently approved online sports betting, but only through tribal partnerships authorized by the governor. Lawmakers on both sides are reacting after Sara Rodriguez suggested working on a state budget behind a curtain before being sworn in as governor. Some Democrats and Republicans say it raises concerns about secrecy, while her campaign says it's about early coordination, not the official budget process. Rodriguez says she wants to avoid division and move quickly on policies that help people. Others, including Governor Evers' office, say public input should remain a key part of building the budget. A long-running Wisconsin debate tradition is returning this year with a live broadcast ahead of the governor's race. The WBA Foundation will hold the debate October 9th at 7 p.m., with Milwaukee PBS producing and stations across the state airing it. Eligible candidates will be invited, and more details are expected soon. An announcement has poured out of UW Eau Claire. Edwin Martini set to become chancellor at the school this summer. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents approved his appointment, and he will take over on July 1st. Martini currently serves as provost at UW Oshkosh and has held several leadership roles in higher education. School leaders say he brings a collaborative style and strong experience. Martini says he's excited to build on the university's momentum and connect with the campus community. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. The crew coming off a 5-4 loss to the Tigers yesterday. Pat Murphy says the Brewers still missing guys like Jackson Chourio, Christian Yelich at bat.
Everybody's aware of where our injury situation is, and it's great to see the guys go out and compete and battle every time. And I mean, I think they can be proud of a lot of things they did today, but it didn't go our way.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have a new head coach. 41-year-old Taylor Jenkins takes over after 6 years as the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. The NFL draft continues tonight. Did the Packers have any offers last night to trade up into the first round? Brian Gutekunst.
Not really. You know, again, we didn't really expect for that to happen. To get up into the first round was going to be quite expensive.
Wayne Larrabee.
You know, when you're picking day two, 52nd pick in the draft, it's hard because you just don't know who's going to be there.
That's Packers announcer Wayne Larrabee with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A cool Friday afternoon, sunshine, upper 50s to lower 60s, and a northwest breeze. Tonight, all the way down to around the 40-degree mark, mostly clear skies. Some clouds around on Saturday, lower 60s, upper 60s near 70 Sunday. It's 53 at our studios.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.